Thank you so much for calling. Sam here.
Hello, Samantha. This is Scott.
I don't recall. Can you provide me a full name?
Oh, dear Lord, you guys just don't have any notes in your records, do you? My name is Miley Star Hawk, and I go by Star.
Oh, Miley, I'm so sorry.
I go by Star.
Okay.
You guys just don't have any notes in your records, do you?
I actually have your full name here, and that is, let me just confirm, Miley S. Hawk. So I couldn't have anticipated that the S stands for Star.
No, you guys just,
I'm so sorry.
You guys just don't keep notes. Okay.
All right, Star.
I don't go by my first name. And
uh-huh.
Your records are wrong. I paid $800 into your program, not $500. You need to go back and check that because I have records on my bank account that I paid you $800, not $500.
Okay, and have you paid all of that upfront, or is this something that you paid in two or three different payments?
I made it in two payments.
Okay, Molly, I'm going to place you on a quick hold and really quickly verify that, okay? Stay on the line.
Wow, it's Star, not Miley. Please.
I'm so sorry, Star. I actually have this. Okay, I'm very sorry. Star, can I place you on a quick hold, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Wow, just don't listen. I hate companies like that. Don't listen. They don't listen. They don't keep their records. They don't keep their work ethics. No, I don't want to work with a company like this. I'm good. I'm good. I don't want nothing to do with a company like this.
Thank you very much for being on line, Star. Are you there?
I am.
Okay. I just tried to pull up the records, and I see one payment only that was made in the month of March 31st, and the amount was $500. Can you give me the exact month when you made the second payment?
I made it like the next month. I mean, I can pull up my bank records if you'd like me to, but it's going to take me a few minutes. But I know that I paid $800 into your company.
Okay. All right. So you're saying that you paid the remaining $300 in the month of April, correct?
I'll have to go back and look at my bank records, but I know that I've made two payments to your company.
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you, Star. What was the second payment exactly for? What service?
I don't know. It went to the same payment place.
Okay.
Same payment portal. So okay. I don't know. It was $800 that I know that I paid into your company. And
okay.
The fact that you can't find my second payment kind of disturbs me.
Okay, that's not a problem. Let me dig deeper, talk to someone else here, and pull up the records for April specifically, okay? Just stay on the line with me.
Okay. I have to get a hold of my bank. Found it. All the way back, April 8th. 300. Yep. One for 500, and the second one is for 3. Somebody stole my money because I know I paid $800 into it. And if you can't find it, then there's a problem. And somebody stole my money.
Thank you very much for being on Line Star. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
I am so sorry about the miscommunication. I do see the payment reflection in the month of April. The amount is of $300. And
yep.
This was, I believe, a remaining amount or an additional cost for the evaluation report. So we are looking at a total of $800 altogether.
Yep.
Okay, all right. And did you see my last message that I sent you on the portal?
I did, and I think that that's a little unfair considering all the stuff that I had to go through with your company. So what is your reevaluation now saying that now that I've paid $800, and how much are you guys going to pay me back?
Okay, well, the amount that I provided to you, it was according to the services that weren't rendered. So, for example, we're talking about the publication. Let me just give it a quick minute and provide you a revised amount, okay? A revised amount, yes. Let me see if I can do something with that. Just stay on the line with me. It's not going to be too long since I finally, found the payment that you made. So bring me on the line, okay?
All right.
Thank you very much for being on Line Star. All right, I got the revised amount that I can put forth, and the total amount that the team is willing to provide you as a refund is going to be $300.
Are you kidding me?
You need to understand that. Okay.
No.
No.
I want at least half of that back. Yes.
Okay. How are you anticipating half of it back? Because from where I can see things, see, we're including 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 services, okay? Let me start enlisting them. Evaluation report, editing, formatting, book cover, publication, okay? Now, out of the 5 services, 4 of them are delivered and catered to with your approval. And it's the 5th service that we are struggling with. That is the publication of your book. And
that's the most important part of my book. You don't understand. My book is the basis of my business. And you're messing with my business. And because you guys couldn't get it right, it has cost me money, a lot of money. And I want at least half of what I've paid back.
Okay. Star, I understand your frustration, but you do understand that your book went live. If it was something that we have done
no,
wrong,
no, it did not go live. It was blocked permanently from Kindle.
It
blocked.
Went live and then it was blocked. It wasn't blocked directly. And understand, if we did something incorrectly, if we weren't doing it right, Amazon wouldn't have approved it in the first place. Now, they sent you an email.
It never approved my book. It was always pending, and then it was blocked. It never went live because I watched it. I watched it all the time to make sure. And then when I got the notice stating that they weren't going to publish it because they didn't know if I was the real author because you guys left your imprint on my book, you guys shouldn't have left your imprint on my book. No.
Where exactly did we leave the imprint? Where exactly did we leave the imprint?
Oh, dear Lord. Dear Lord. You guys don't understand. They're accusing you, Penguin. They won't publish it because your thing was on my book.
Where exactly on your book?
Okay, I'm done. I want at least half, or you guys are going to be talking to my lawyer because I do not feel that you lived up to your agreement with my book.
We are having a discussion. If you're saying something, see, when I'm telling you something, I have something to prove that, okay? Now, if you're saying something and if I'm asking you regarding the proof or verification, it's my job to do that. If you will provide me the proof of or if you will prove right, I'm going to go ahead and do that for you. See, I'm here to provide you a resolution. I'm not here to fight with you. Understand that, okay? So let's establish that fact first. I'm not here to fight with you, and the amount that is there, it's not going in my pocket, Star. I'm just doing my job, okay? So you need to understand and work with me.
You don't understand. What I have been through, I've had somebody from your company, I don't know who it was, tried to charge me $11,000 for a service that was bogus. Now, I am disappointed and I am thoroughly, and you have to understand, thoroughly pissed off right now. So maybe right now would not be the time to talk to me because I am really angry with your company because you botched my launch and you didn't provide the right information in my book for Amazon. You didn't.
That's what I'm asking you about, Star. What was the information that was provided incorrect?
Okay. When they think that Penguin Books is the person that is publishing the book instead of me, that is an issue.
And
you guys
did
are
you
not
mention that? Inside your book?
Because you guys did not take out your stamp on my book.
Where exactly is the stamp? I'm looking at the final files. Tell me where is the stamp.
Okay, all right. Where it says copyright, you got the copyright wrong because it should be Miley Hawk. My pin name is Mama Star.
Okay.
My ISBN number should have been under Mama Stars Healing Circle, and my imprint, my logo, should have been below my ISBN number, and it was not. Yours was.
Okay, just give me a quick moment. Let me go to that page. You're talking about the copyright disclaimer page, right?
Yep, at the very beginning of the book, where it says copyright at, it should say Miley Hawk, because that's the registration copyright my name was under. Mama Star is my pin name, and it actually says that in my copyright registration letter, right? You guys messed that up. When you didn't even, the copy that I got from you guys, I should have had the finished copy. It didn't even have the ISBN number inside the name of the book.
The printed copy you're talking about?
Pardon me?
The printed version of the book are you talking about, or are you talking about the draft that was sent to you?
No, the e-book, the PDF file that should have been completely done with my ISBN number inside of it, with the copyright corrected, the ISBN number was not in the e-book. Zero. And when I told them I only wanted the e-book launched, not the paperback version, they didn't listen to me, and they tried to launch both of them at the same time. That's not what I asked for. They messed up the ISBN number, and then your other friend that was trying to talk to me said, well, we can purchase you another ISBN number. No, you cannot. Not when that ISBN number has been assigned to that ebook. You cannot buy another one.
Okay.
So this was a botched thing from the very, very beginning, and my stress level is through the roof. I don't need that kind of stress. I hired you guys to be professional, and I have gotten everything but that. So, yes, I'm a little irate when the copy that I get did not have the copyright right. It didn't have my ISBN number on the inside. It did not have my imprint logo like I asked for. It had yours. And
okay,
this is where Kindle has... this is where Kindle has a problem, because they're saying that you are the publisher, not me. And that is not true. I am self-publishing my book.
Okay.
So
okay,
this is the issue that Kindle has because
and
of my book.
Did they clearly say that to you, that they have an issue with the penguin logo inside your book? Because we've done for... Okay.
Yes.
Can you provide me written documentation of that? Can you send me a copy of the email, a screenshot?
Oh, dear God.
Samantha. Because I'm looking at, okay, let's cut this short,
Samantha.
Okay?
Samantha, right now, this is not the time to be talking to me because my frustration level is through the roof.
I believe that is true. Yes, because we're not able to have a conversation. Go ahead.
I am not right now because I feel that this whole conversation is very condescending, and this is one of the problems that I have with your company. So I'm going to take a step back. We can continue this conversation on Monday with all the proper documentation, and we will solve this problem because I want at least half of my money back because I feel that your company misrepresented itself from the very, very beginning, and I feel very angry about this because you, your company, has cost me thousands of dollars by not doing this correctly. So,
okay. I think that sounds good to me. Bottom line, I just want to say one thing, and I'm going to let you go, and then I'm going to call you back. Also, I'm going to submit this request for an additional $100 refund, okay? So I'm not saying that I'm not denying you a refund. I understand your frustration, but I want to tell you something, too. I'm looking at the copyrights page, and it says copyright at 2023 Mama Star. So your name is there.
Yes.
Secondly, we have...
Wrong.
Just let
That's
me finish.
Wrong.
Just let me finish, okay? Okay, Star, and then I will let you speak, okay? So, out of the 300 books that were submitted with a logo on the disclaimer page, only your book got rejected, and you're saying that they have specifically highlighted that this got rejected because of that logo. We've been doing that for 12 years, Star.
Well, they're stating that because they cannot prove that the work is mine because your logo is on it, it really, really, really frustrated me to the point where I and then when I try to talk to somebody, actually, I'm actually glad it was a woman that called me this time. The males in your company are so condescending. If I could crawl through the phone to slap them across the face, I would have.
I'm so sorry you feel this way, Star. And don't worry, I will help you out with this. And it's not about the money, to be very honest. See, my job is to investigate the case and resolve the issue, okay? And I understand that you're frustrated. By the way, this call is also being recorded for our records. Okay. So I do completely understand where you're coming from, all right? Now, what we can do at this point of time is that you take the time, find the documentation, the email that specifically highlighted the issue with our logo, okay? And send that back to me on the portal itself. And I'm going to call you back again on Monday to confirm regarding the remaining $100, okay? That sounds fair?
That sounds fair. Thank you, Samantha. Have a good weekend.
You too, Star. And please don't stress yourself out. I know how important the book is to you, and I understand there has been ups and downs. But do not lose it entirely, you know, because of the fact that it did not go well. And I'm very sorry that it did not go well. But I assure you once you go from here, go ahead.
That's okay, because I edited it correctly. Based on what my self-published friend has gone through already and been self-published for 12 years. So I sent him my book. He corrected it for me. I got it listed on my website without having to go through any pending reviews or anything. And it's live now. So
that is amazing. Thank you so much for telling me that. And I'm happy that you did it because finally your book is out. Either way. All right, so let me just go ahead and get you the approval for the additional $100, and most likely I will get it, okay? I'll get it for you because I do see that you're completely frustrated, and I would like to end this on a good note, okay, regardless of the fact, whatever happened, but I want you to go, you know, I want you to have what I feel that you deserve, all right? So don't stress out. Have a nice weekend. I'm going to call you back to confirm most likely regarding the total amount of the refund. Sounds good?
Thank you. Have a great
All
weekend,
right. Samantha. You too. Bye now.